Greetings and a warm welcome back to rejoin Chef Kerry Brown and his guest, actor Chris Mahler, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Yesterday, we were shown two succulent recipes, chicken-free chicken adobo and flower garden Hawaiian chicken salad. You might recognize Kerry's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken-Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Kerry has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, director, spanning the past four decades. He has won numerous commendations, including an Emmy Award for the Olympics coverage, as well as being recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Kerry divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier, and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. On this episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, Kerry is joined by actor Chris Mahler, a rising star who has found a new home in Hollywood. Chris has earned lead roles in many theater and film productions, the most recent of which won the Slam Dance Special Jury Award. He has also appeared as a guest on A&E and the Discovery Channel. We're back in the kitchen today to learn how to make barbecued vegan ribs and get a tempting visual sampling of Kerry's international culinary creations, entirely vegan and absolutely delicious.
Now we're going on to barbecued ribs.
Oh, yes.
These are my favorite. In fact, it's the food that I think got my wife to like me the best. I'm going to cut this one in half.
Okay.
And you can cut a barbecued rib in half or you can do it in thirds. I like to do it in half, but thirds work just about as well. And then you cut a comb cut. A comb cut is this cut right like this.
Okay.
See that half there?
All right.
All the way down and around. And then you place it in the frying pan like that.
Don't
you
just kind of open it up a little
bit? Yeah, open up a little bit.
All right. Just maybe an inch in, kind
of? Yeah, most of the way in there. So it'll actually fall apart if we're not real careful with it.
Okay.
And again, open it up and slide it into the frying pan. And the curve of the frying pan allows the soy products to actually open up and look like ribs. Okay, this we add...
Good barbecue sauce. This chicken-free chicken is fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, I guess it works out well that you were the one who came up with it.
Yeah, it took us 3 years of development work to find the right combination of flavors for American taste, and at the same time to find a product which had the nutrition that we were looking for. To me, nutrition is more important, in fact, than the flavor. Now, for one of chicken-free chickens, you have to use about 1 cup of barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It's about half a bottle.
Okay.
And would you put a cup of water in there, please?
Cup of water.
Sure.
So a cup to one chicken. That works out perfect. Okay.
About a teaspoon of oil.
Okay.
Just a little bit in there. That's mostly to get glisten off the product. Turn it on and start it cooking. Now, we also use an onion with this, which I have to go get. Here's the onion right here. We'll get onion somewhere.
Okay, so just slice it, basic slicing, okay?
Yeah, basic slicing. That's it. It sits there and cooks. Also, what's very good in that is some peppers. You want to throw a couple peppers in there?
Outstanding.
And they're mild.
And colorful.
Yeah. Little yellow pepper. And a bit of red pepper. Again, this will take about 20 minutes to reduce, and you want the liquid to reduce till it becomes a thick paste.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to stop all this.
And that's the vegetables as well.
Yeah, the vegetables will actually help it join in. You can cover it if you wish.
Okay.
Now, we have already done this.
Oh, wow.
And where's our tongs at, Michael? There you go.
There's a tongs. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
It looks just like ribs.
Yeah. remarkably looks like ribs, doesn't it?
That looks and smells amazing. Wow, it's like it cooked right into the meat.
Yeah, it actually has that wonderful texture and wonderful flavor that makes you feel like you're eating real ribs. The only difference is there's no bones in these. Is that a Pegasus plate of ribs? Mmm. It's delicious, it's fun, it's exciting. Now, we could decorate the plate with a little bit of boiled potato.
Okay.
Look at that, huh? Fun. This makes a wonderful evening meal. It is absolutely vegan. It tastes divine. About 20 minutes, you can boil the potatoes almost at the same time.
Infinitely easier than regular ribs.
Yeah, oh yeah. And again, this is all cooked as a single batch, so like ribs, it would take two steps to cook them. You know, you really usually boil them in water before you do. And it's so much healthier. The difference in fat and cholesterol and all the other ingredients that you really don't want in your food is not here.
Outstanding.
So, should we want to try some food?
Absolutely.
Okay. In fact, let me set up a little display here.
Okay.
We'll come back in a minute.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
See ya.
Well, what do you think?
Looks like I'm going to jump in with both feet.
Well, go jumpy. You did it, man. Here, let me step back. You go in there and do it.
Thank you very much. Definitely have to try some of these ribs. Oh, my gosh. I'm making a mess.
You're making a mess.
But then again, that makes it ribs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Get a little bit of this adobo. This looks fantastic.
Can I serve you there? Get a pair of tongs out here. You want the adobo?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
About a boiled potato in there.
There you go.
And chicken salad.
This. And the chicken salad, you could put on lettuce or on top of a salad itself, or
sure, absolutely. You could also do it with a toasted cheese sandwich. You can use vegan cheese and toast it.
Okay.
It makes a wonderful combination. We've messed up our beautiful display, but I don't care. It's really worth eating. Can I eat some here, too?
It's time to eat.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love eating. We'll take a boiled potato here. And we'll take it. And a little bit of the chicken salad here. Well, thank you for visiting with us today. I hope you enjoy your cooking as much as I've enjoyed cooking it. With Chris's help, it was so enjoyable. So eat well, eat vegan, and see you soon.
Oh, this adobo looks fantastic.
Mm?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yep. That is fantastic.
This is good enough to enjoy. Mmm.
Wow, these are some of the best barbecued ribs I've ever had. I can see why you guys would have won the award.
Oh boy, thank you.
Try the chicken salad with it.
Mmm, going to potatoes and chicken salad here.
Mmm.
You did a good job in that.
Oh, that is really
good. Hawaiian chicken salad, boy, that's good.
This is fantastic. I think I'm going to make all of this tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Go for it. Again, thank you. See you soon again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our gracious thank you, Chef Kerry Brown, for sharing your time and fantastic vegan recipes with our international audience members. It was a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Chris Mahler, and we wish you auspicious career endeavors lighting up the cinema screens. And as always, kind viewer, we appreciate your company on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Come back to join us on future episodes of Colorful Cuisines with Chef Kerry Brown. Kerry and his wonderful guests will demonstrate creative fun recipes with bananas and a popular Spanish vegan fish dish called ceviche. Up next is Between Master and Disciples, With scrumptious, plant-based dishes such as these, surely we can all dine together in compassion, peace, and abundance.